This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Then you had Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, according to Sheikh Abu Hassan Ali Nadwi, he's got a very good book, set of books called Saviors of Islamic Spirit. And I would really encourage everybody to read that book. The reason is that it makes you proud of who you are. Because you see, now what's happening is that a lot of depression is out there. Because we see that Muslims are being attacked all around. So those people who don't have a firm grounding in Islam, right, have not been brought up with a good education of Islam beyond what Salat is. You know, like for example, I asked what's going on what are the children taught at the madrasas, after school programs, Quran classes. So I'm told that they're taught Quran, and then after that they're taught how to pray Salat, and the basics of, Salat and Wudu and so on. Alhamdulillah, that's good. That's good, it's better than nothing, you know, because in America, in many places, they only have Sunday school like the Christians do, right? And I used to teach in one place that was about 40 minutes from my house every Saturday, and I gave up afterwards. I said, it's like trying to make them read a chapter of Harry Potter once a week. Because by the time you go there the next week, they've forgotten the last part of the story. Right? And I said, I just can't do that. You can't have your Islam being taught just once a week. So this is great. But we need to move beyond that. The children need to grow up understanding Islam more than, you know, because when a child only thinks that Islam is all about just Salat, then when it comes to philosophical issues, what they're confronted with at university, they're going to think Islam has no idea about it. Then they're going to subscribe to views of Kant and Nietzsche and Derrida and Foucault and all the rest of them, right? Because they just think that's all that's available because they haven't been exposed. That's why it's very important that we teach our children an all-rounded understanding of Islam from every aspect. The mu'amalat aspect, the mu'asharat aspect, you know, the social aspects, the philosophical aspects, the theology, the jurisprudence and everything. That's very important. See, now you come with Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. He is a grandson of sorts of Umar radiallahu anhu. But he's from this royal family, his father Abdul Aziz, right? Ibn Marwan. Now, what you had is he was not in line of the caliphate. It was the uncle's family, right? What happened is that the khalif preceding him didn't have children who were old enough to succeed him. He tried, that caliph at his deathbed, even tried to dress him up to look older, but it wasn't working. So somebody on his side did a great thing and he said, why don't you give it to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, your cousin? Umar Abdul Aziz, his wife was from the ruling family. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was known to, you know, like good things, being from the ruling class. You know, it wasn't ruling party, but it was related, like good things and so on. He passed away at a very young age. But khair, they made him the Khalif. They made him the Khalif of the Umayyads. You're talking about a major dynasty, you know, major caliphate. You know, they preceded the Abbasids. The Abbasids came afterwards, after the Umayyads. The Umayyads were first. And as soon as he became Khalif, it's like a light went on in his head. The tawfiq was there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he did in 2 years, and some months, what none of the ones before him were able to do after Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He had such justice after a time of major corruption, because the Umayyads began to be known for confiscating properties and just indulging and just literally the Baytul Mal, the national treasury. Right? The national treasury. Dipping their hands into that and just using it for themselves. You know, some of these khalifs, you know what happened? Right? Like later on in the Abbasids, you had one of them, they had a special procession on Eid day. You know when they performed Eid prayer? After Maghrib. Because it just took that long. And it was just absolutely crazy. It was just absolutely crazy. Right? So you've got all sorts of stories. So to have a good khalif who's the wealth and the riches and the position has gone to his head, you know, that's something really great. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he had such justice that in North Africa, there was not a person who was eligible to receive zakat anymore. The distribution of the wealth without communism, right? Without communism, got to such a stage that everybody was decently well off. To such a degree that nobody could accept zakat. Nobody could accept zakat. Now obviously, if you've got that kind of situation, that money can then be used for other purposes. You know, you can have prosperity in all other fields when that kind of a thing happens. But unfortunately, he was poisoned and it reverted back to them. They just couldn't take, because he'd made his wife give all of her jewelry back, right? Because he said that this was gotten through ill-gotten means. And one day his children came to meet him and he had his hand over his mouth throughout that meeting. And his children are wondering, why is that? And he said, the only thing I had to eat was onions. Because he was so frugal. He wouldn't use the money from the government for his own letters. Meaning, he wouldn't use the candles. He wouldn't use them. He was so particular about these things. He was just so particular. But that gave him the justice. And you carry on. And there's just so much more to say.